What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are you trying to bring?
So hopefully something's here. Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. We're talking about a few of our favorite positive news stories and what we can learn from them to make our communities a better place. If you want to support the podcast, like, share, and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star review. Helps us out so much. Follow us on all our social media where we post positive things all the time, especially on our Facebook where we post positive news stories basically 5 days a week. And yeah, you don't even have to have a Facebook to see the positive news stories.
Right.
Get 10 people to like our Facebook page or leave us a 5-star review with a comment on iTunes, and we will send you a free t-shirt. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing quite positive at the moment.
Hello. I couldn't think of anything else with an accent, man.
You should have hit with the indubitably.
Indubitably. Dang, I lost that word out of my vocab. Need to bring it back.
But yeah, we're going to talk about a couple of our favorite positive news stories and how you can use them to change your community for the better. Tim, I want you to go first.
Yeah.
Because I like yours.
All right, man. I'm talking about Danny Hunter. So Danny Hunter was a shooting victim. And from Dallas, Texas. He was on his way home from work, driving. Somebody started shooting, and he got shot. So crazy as it is, you know, not thinking to get shot or anything like that. I know it sounds really negative right now, but what this man decided to do next was pretty amazing. So he gets shot. News. Everybody's wanting to interview him. Obviously, it's news. So yeah, man, this is why we do this. We need the positivity. People are interviewing because something negative happened. We want to interview a man like this because something positive happened, but that's why we're talking about it now. So he decided to tell everybody. The only thing that I ask for people to do now that you guys are hearing my story is to go out and do one random act of kindness for him. That's all that he asks. Nothing else. He says that you can do anything that that day, as in like buy a guy a cup of coffee, help an old lady in a store, in a grocery store, pay for her bills, grocery bill, or just cut somebody's grass. You have to practice transforming negativity. He said...
Say it again, Tim.
You have to practice transforming negativity. He said that I was born poor, black, in the South on a Friday the 13th.
Incredible.
So I've been transforming negativity for a long time. I love it, man.
That's the best quote of all time.
I love it. And the reason why I wanted to talk about it on this episode is I know we dissect a bit of our positive news stories, man. We ask people all the time to go out there and do something positive. This man literally just got shot. Just got shot and said, for you guys that know my story that are listening, go out there and do something positive for somebody else, for him. You don't have to tell him you did something positive. Just go out there and be nice to somebody. That's all that he's asking. And it can go such a long way. We've talked plenty of times where somebody... Well, I know for a story that I've talked about plenty of times on here where somebody was getting ready to go commit suicide. A lady walking by smiled at him and he forgot what he was going to do for 2 seconds. And that changed his mind from going off this bridge versus turning back around and going home and fixing his problems. I thought this was amazing, man, because I know myself, if I'm getting shot, I'm crying somewhere, asking for my mommy, asking for Edna, asking for something. I'm not asking for anybody to do something positive out there in the world, and we do the positive truth. It changed my mindset a little bit whenever I'm going through something. You know what? Like,
what are your favorite random acts of kindness you like to do through the week?
Oh, man. I don't know what I do throughout the week, because I do a lot of random things.
Except sleep?
I can tell you some random things that I do like getting done. I love whenever... You know, the wife goes to Starbucks and somebody buys her some coffee, and then she'll go ahead and buy somebody behind her, which is pretty cool. The only time it sucks is whenever it's like your cup of coffee was $1 and that person behind you has like $20-something worth of stuff. But either way, you keep it pushing. I also like, I know my neighbor, he's actually cut my grass a couple times. It was getting long, and he was cutting his grass. He was already out there and knocked it out real quick.
That's an incredible neighbor.
Yeah, man, real talk. Let's see what else. You know, help your person at work, small stuff like that. You know, help somebody else make more money, which is, you know, as a server, that goes a long way.
Literally.
Man. what else is there? Oh, my cross-country kids, actually, now that I think about it. So I have I'm helping out at Roosevelt Middle School now. I'm also, you know, coaching at Grant. My high school kids, they love going to the middle school and helping out. You know, just random, like, hey, coach, can I come with you today? Yeah, sure. And they'll go out there and they'll cheer for him. You see him as a coach, not as a runner anymore, and I think that's pretty cool. There's just so many random things that I see throughout the day that's just positive, and it's always wonderful whenever you can you know, help change somebody's day for sure.
Absolutely. My favorite, you know, random act of thing I like to do, I like to tell people, like, I believe in you. Like, you can do it. Glad to see you today. Because I'm not really a big talker. Like, if I come, like, highs and buys are just not my strong suit. If I come into work, it's just like a head nod. I'm going to give you a what's up. That's it.
Like, dang, we're completely opposites there, man.
But, like, if you're, like, going through something, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to do this, this, and this. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, you, like, I'm going to tell you I believe in you because I actually, like, I really do believe in you. Like, I want you to succeed.
You do that a lot now I think about it. I'll tell you a story and you're like, man, I know you can do it, Tim.
But, like, I really believe in people.
Yeah, it's sincere. It's nothing about you that feels fake about it. That's why I think it's like, man, I just now noticed that you do that.
So, like there's, like, I work at an expensive restaurant. When I say expensive, let's just say it's expensive. It's expensive. And, like, there's some brothers that work there. And it's like...
Some brothers.
And, like, one of them, he got, like, he was working really hard at his other job. He got offered an internship that's going to might pay him, like, anywhere from $100,000 to $350,000 if he gets through it. I'm just like, yeah, you worked hard. You're going to keep working hard. You deserve it. Like, see, I told you can do it. Like, and then I'm just telling him, I'm like, all right, like, it's not that you're, like, you're going to get the job. You're going to succeed. It's just like, I believe, like, every time I see someone, they tell me what they want to do. It's just like, yeah. Like, what's up, super, like, future state champion? Like, what's up? Like,
it goes a long way. It really does. Those small words, for sure.
So just, that's what we're taking from this positive news story. Just try to do a random act of kindness each day.
Absolutely. I like that. Now, yours, JP, I know you have a really cool one.
So, you know, I might be a sucker for the science is cool, like, positive news stories, but the only other thing I'm a sucker for is anything that has to do with, like, schools or teachers. My mom was a teacher.
Absolutely.
This one's actually about a school janitor. Awesome school janitor named Carolyn Collins. She's a high school custodian, and one day she was taking the trash out early in the morning, like 4 or 5 a.m., probably like 5 a.m. She heard a loud knock on the cafeteria door. She set down the garbage can, cracked open the door. It was two of her students, boy and a girl, like, can we come in? School doesn't start for like two more hours, but they were homeless, so they had to come to school early to, like, change and everything. They didn't have any food. So Collins let them in, started up the kitchen, fed them. It was like, I wonder how many other kids are doing this. So she started a giving closet, which is basically food, clothing, shoes, toothpaste, shampoo, deodorant, anything for free to any of her students at Tucker High School, 25 miles from Atlanta. And I just think it's awesome because custodians in America don't exactly make the most money.
And they're not respected by the students, staff.
Yeah, like if someone comes in and is like, oh yeah, what do you do? It's like, oh, I wash dishes. Like, no one respects that in America. She doesn't matter. She spent the first time after this happened, she went to the Dollar General, spent $200 on snacks, toiletries, socks, underwear. She didn't let anything stop her.
She spent $200 of her own money, right?
Own money, right? And then she went and, like, asked people. She's like, hey, I don't have enough money to, like, help out, but I have students in need. And then so many people gave back. Just like, oh, that's an awesome thing. I want to be a part of this. And now she's been doing it for 4 years, and no one knew until recently.
Man, how dope is that? That's a random act of kindness. Yeah, that's something super
that's a
awesome.
That's more than a random act of kindness.
Yeah, that, most definitely. That's an organized act of kindness for sure. But to do it for 4 years and not ask for any credit is amazing, man. That's amazing in itself. But I definitely love it because it's something so small, something that she's not looking to get any kind of shine for. She's not trying to be a star for. She's just truly trying to give back and help. And that's, like, the best type of positivity. That's the best type of give back.
I know. It's like she said, so she's basically helped out 150 students through her closet for basically a past month each for the past 4 years, spending about a few hundred dollars each month. And I mean, it's just, it doesn't matter your position. It doesn't matter if you're 8 years old. Doesn't matter if you're like 99 years old, you can do something. You can organize something to change the world for the better place.
Absolutely, man. It does, man. I love stories that make me feel like if this person can do it, I can do it. And by her doing that and setting it up and doing it for 4 years, it makes me feel like we can do something like that. Absolutely.
Of course we can, Tim.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, hopefully these positive news stories inspire you to be the change in your community, like Miss Collins, and do random acts of kindness. So, yeah.
Like Danny Hunter.
Hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. We'll be back soon with more positive news. Tim, do you have a quote, Clove?
I do, sir. We must embrace pain and burn it as fuel for our journey.
Just like your boy Hunter did.
Exactly.
You know, you should say his quote about being a...
Oh, yeah, the funny one. I love that one. So, he says, you have to practice transforming negativity. I was born poor, black, in the South on Friday the 13th. So I've been transforming negativity for a long time. JP finds out later. Yeah, that is crazy, though, to hear that he was born on Friday the 13th after all that.
That's a hit joke right there.
Absolutely, man. His positive mindset is where it's at, though. Loving it, man. Shout out to you, Danny Hunter.
And we'll be back soon. We're out.
Stay positive.